that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life's like diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Statler, and on the left coast, we got...
Hey, this is James Martinez. Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
James, back that microphone off your mouth.
Yeah, I'm like checking the sound out issues here.
You know, I like that song. I like that. That's Shania Twain. And yeah, and it talks about going to the 21st century church. That's right. No, it's not a preacher. It's the mall.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And whipping out that Mastercard.
Love exactly. I would love to see what she had to say when she was thinking about that now that she's, you know, very wealthy. Was that what happened to her when she was younger? Where did she get the lyrics for that? Why did she even write that? Why did she record it?
Well, the question should be, why did they let her record it?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
But having said that, I've never heard the thing on radio of you.
No, I never heard it before. When I heard that song, I'm like, why would she do that? It's totally uncharacteristic of all the other records that she's had out. And granted, she came from very humble beginnings, and now she's extremely wealthy living in Switzerland.
Really? She moved out of Canada, eh?
Yeah, she did. She moved, I guess Mutt Lang lives in Switzerland, and she just moved everything over there, and that's where she's been residing.
Hmm. Interesting. We've got Hollywood stars buying islands and getting away.
Well,
Shania Twain sang a song about credit card debt, and she bails out to Switzerland. What's going on here?
I was out of the country probably 3 months ago in South America, actually, and there are a lot of Americans down there. And I said, what are you guys doing? Why are you here? Is it business, whatever? And they just had enough. Yeah. Of the whole economic game, and there's lots of Americans in South America, especially in Lima, Peru, and other places I've heard. But a lot of people in Lima, Peru, they just said, we've had enough of it, we've had enough of the banking, we've had enough of this, we've had enough of what's going on with our politicians. They cashed out and moved. That was it.
Well,
done.
You know, that's a temporary respite. I mean, that sounds,
right, exactly.
That sounds like a grand plan, except for one thing. They're Americans, and they're still living in the Americas, because if our global elitist friends get their way and they have their global order, well, guess what? There's no sense in moving or picking your stuff up and going someplace else. And there's not even any sense of running, because I'm going to tell you what, folks, you're only going to die tired.
Right. And speaking of which, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this today, because this is new information that I've never heard ever, having to do with the credit card industry ever. And that's where I was talking to my agent yesterday, and about something completely differently. And, you know, he said, what are you doing now? And I said, and I was talking about this show, and he goes, really? And he was like, a lot of it is new information. He has like a couple cards where there's no balance on it, and the credit card calls him up and asks him to spend money. And let's say they call him at home and solicit him and ask him, why aren't you spending money on your credit cards? I'm like, are they hurting that much?
Well, I mean, wouldn't your street corner drug purveyor want to know why you're not coming up to him to get your daily fix?
Exactly.
You know, it's... Jeez. Hey, we got a break here. We'll be right back with Cash Flow, James Martinez, John Statler, right after this.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
James?
Yeah.
I got a news flash for you.
Go for it.
My Carrie, my producer here, just told me that she almost called me last night because on CSI, what is that called? CSI Miami or
CSI
something?
CSI Miami? Right.
Yeah.
She just typed that to me.
Yeah. And
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And
wonder where they got that from.
Well, I just wonder, and the story revolved around a couple college kids that wanted to commit suicide because, well, they were being hounded over their credit card debt.
Well, now you know, everybody, that they probably got that from the movies that are out, the documentaries, or they heard it on here. It wouldn't surprise me if they heard it on here at all at this point, because I know a lot of Hollywood people are starting to listen to this. So, look, if they're talking about it on TV, it means it's already happened, because they're not smart enough to create anything new. So if that's actually happening, and everybody that saw that, that was not fiction. It is fact. That is exactly what happened, and I suspect that a lot of people, not just college people, are, you know, they consider that, which is tragic.
Well, it's, I guess, for a script writer, it's, you know, it's a meaty little subject to cover, but I don't know. My instincts tell me has a reverse effect. If you see it on TV, well, it's just entertainment. It's usually blown out of proportion for entertainment value, and interesting.
Yeah, that's when she just typed that to me, and I was thinking, okay. I'd really like to contact the producers and why they took time out and millions of dollars of shooting and script arguments. Because when they do these stories, they don't just run it by the writers and producers. It's well thought out, every shot, every second, everything, and it's approved and looked at and before anything gets printed and then final cut edit. So obviously that is a topic that's relevant to everybody right now.
I've got to do this. I can't segue this. I just got to drop this in here. Folks, okay. If you've got cell phones out there, you've got about, I think, 10 days left. Let me see. This was October 11th. Oh, I take that back. Let me see. 5 days. Okay, you got about less than a week here. If you have cell phones out there, somebody, and I don't know who did this, but somebody in the marketing world out there had a wonderful idea to start using cell phone numbers, and these are being released to telemarketing companies, and you will start to receive sales calls. I've already started to get them. The good news, the bad news is when they call you on your cell phone to pitch you on a product or a service that you may not even care about.
It costs you.
That's right. Yeah, that's not a free call. They're advertising on your nickel, which should be against the law. But having said that, what law hasn't been broken in this country already?
Exactly.
Yeah. This is what you can do, though. You can do something about it. I wouldn't bring this up if there wasn't a solution to the problem. You can dial a phone number from your cell phone. You can't dial it from your home phone or another cell phone. It won't work. You got to do it from your cell phone. And you can call a national do not call list, and it'll only take a minute of your time, but it'll block these numbers for 5 years. Okay? So you can do something about it. And round, ready, right, here's the number. 888-382-1222. So that's 888-382-1222. We're always looking out for you out there, folks. You know, this sounds like a minuscule thing, but think about the telemarketing companies. They're going to be able to do telemarketing, basically. I don't know what their overhead costs are. I've seen the phone rooms. But it appears to me that, well, this is kind of a break-even deal for them. They get to advertise, push somebody's product, take the money for the ad contracts, and then charge it off to you. Isn't that a wonderful way of doing business? Isn't that great? I'm going to start up a business, and I'm going to empty out your bank account in order to do my business.
Right. But no, this is relevant information too, and it's good to, if you've not done that, and I know a lot of you that are listening are considering getting ready to jump ship and begin the process with your credit cards, it's always good to dial that number. There, I think I don't know if that's the same as donotcall.gov, because that one you can put your home number, your fax number, your cell phone number, every number that you got, put it on there. And it's basically registered so that nobody's going to call you.
Except the bill collectors.
Except the bill collectors who just basically don't care.
Yeah.
And they'll call whatever. Because the bill collectors and the collection agencies and law firms break every law that there is, because I've seen it happen.
Well, you know, you mentioned something the other day. And when I was going through my credit card reduction deal, I was getting phone calls from third-party bill collectors, and folks, keep in mind that when the credit card companies, oh, you've been a naughty boy or a naughty girl and you've not paid on time or you've missed some payments, well, they'll subcontract with third party to have them call you and harass you unmercifully and unceasingly. But I got rid of my calls by asking them, well, who are you people? Well, we're so-and-so, and this is what we're doing. And I said, yeah, but you can't do it to me. Well, what do you mean we can't do it to you? Well,
yeah, like exactly.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Ask me that question.
What do you mean?
How dare you even address that issue? Who do you think you are?
That's right. Who are you? You know. Well, and I would just simply ask them, excuse me, did I sign a contract with you people? Well, what are you talking about? Well, you're a third party on this deal. Did I contract with you? Did I sign any documents that your company generated? Well, no. Well, then butt out. What business is we're trying to collect this debt. I said, but you're missing what I just told you. You're third party. I did not contract with you. So, therefore, disappear. They did. Except one.
And just played dumb.
No, I got particular. I went on a particular rant, and I wasn't too kind. And good. I must have scared the living snot out of them because they never called me back.
Right.
But it's amazing. They'll just keep calling and calling and calling. Now, what was that number? Because I hadn't heard that number, that you could block all that stuff.
That's it's www.donotcall.gov.
Really?
And I think that's the one right there. I've used it and told people about it for a long time. And you know what? It's a deterrent, but like you said, if they want to find you in this information-based society, they can find you and everything about you and everything statistically, how you purchased everything and what you've done and all that. So it is a deterrent, and it's a formal request that you've asked them or whoever has these lists to stop calling you, because basically, like when a third party calls, you can do what you've done, or you can say, hey, I don't know who you are, but send it to me in writing, and that often deters them because then they're responsible for their actions, and also if they send it, they've got to send it to you certified return receipt, so they have proof that you actually got it, and a lot of times they don't want any binding paperwork. They'd rather just call you, harass you, scare you, and get you to do a wire transfer right into their bank. That's the whole point. They know that the tactical countermeasure to work with people that they're collecting on is intimidation and fear, because the presumption is that the person on the other end, not that we're talking about this audience, but the person on the other end has no idea of the rights, have no idea what's going on, and presume that they're in the wrong right away. And the person calling knows that, so, you know, they amplify the whole thing, guilt trip you, harass you, the whole thing. They'll do whatever it takes. So for those of you that may be getting those things that are happening to you right now, you can use John's method, or you can merely say, listen, I don't discuss any financial matters with people that I don't know over the phone, and I don't know who you are, and I don't know about this debt that you're talking about either, because you don't, because, you know, technically there isn't one. So if you send it to me in writing, that'll be fine, and just hang up. That's it.
They will not cease until you tell them to cease.
Right, written communication, though. If you tell them over the phone, the reason why they call is not only to intimidate, but they're listing information out of you as well. They want to know if you're working, what you have, want to hear about your problem, so they're taking notes to find out, because then they can determine whether or not you're a good candidate to sue. And where you stand, because that's why. So that's why you want to keep it to a bare minimum and play the I don't know anything card, send it to me in writing. So they can get anything off that. And it's you saying you're not running away from them. I never tell people to run away from these people. You want to get right in their face, but you got to do it a certain way.
I can instruct people how to do it. The John Stadler,
right.
Leave me
right.
The heck alone phone call.
Right,
hey.
Right. Yeah, I can tell them too, but the most effective way is to make them put their quote-unquote whatever the money is, where their mouth is, put it in writing,
yep.
And then they're bound by what they've requested, and then they've got to answer to that if it's used against them, and they know that. So a lot of times it can end just that way.
Yeah.
But the point is, they want to know what you have. That's what they want to know. They think they know, but they really don't know. So they're getting that information.
They think they know, but they don't know.
Right, of course.
By the way, Helicopter Ben, I just love this guy.
Uh-huh.
Dear Ben Bernanke, what a putz for taking this job from Alan Greenspan. You know, James, I want to set you up in a job. And they're going to be throwing things at you and darts and trying to cook you and calling you bad names.
Right.
Would you be interested in a job?
Yeah, I'm real motivated.
There you
really
are.
Really motivated.
Well,
I
wonder what they pay this guy. Anyhow, Helicopter Ben here, at the helm here, has poured an inflationary almost $36 billion into the new float of money and the credit economy out there. The latest financial steroid injection has the stock market going bonkers. It's down today, by the way, folks, a few dollars. It's below their vaunted 14,000. They're real proud of that. Gold, of course, 757. That continues to climb. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee, they kept poo-pooing gold before. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
God, I'm going to have to fire the producer. She's trying to make me look bad here. By the way, she called up your donotcall.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to look like an idiot here.
It's on the web, actually.
She's in there rolling around. I live to entertain this woman. Any rate, she dialed up the donotcall.gov. And the first block here says, did you get an email claiming that your cell phone is about to be assaulted by telemarketing calls because of a new cell phone number database? They are not true. In fact, federal law prohibits telemarketers from using automated dialers to call cell phones. You may place your personal cell phone number on the National Do Not Call Registry, but there is generally no reason to do so. They say go to the Federal Trade Commission's press release, The Truth About Cell Phones and the Do Not Call Registry. All right, happy?
Truth.
You happy? She's happy now. All right, let's put this exactly where it belongs. Okay.
Okay, scrunch it up. Throw it. Go for the shot. Dump it. Okay.
Hey, folks, and if you didn't think there were creative ways for government, and keep in mind that all this is done under rules and regulations that you may not recognize. In other words, it's the corporation setting the rules for us little people out here. They deal in nothing but contract law. Everything is contract, contract, contract. And who does that? Corporations. It may or may not surprise you that the government, the FedGov, is the biggest corporation on the face of the earth. States, second only to the Fed, is the second biggest corporation. And then it's broken down from there. Your city is a corporation. Haven't you ever noticed those little signs alongside the road? I think it's by law they have to post it. That it tells you that the city or township has been incorporated. That's not an accident. If you ever wondered what that meant, that's exactly what it means. At any rate, in Chicago, see, everybody's feeling the crunch here because the tax bases are starting to disappear. The money is not flowing. They're not getting their money off of sales taxes, off of products and services. So they've got to go for more creative ways in which to empty your pocketbook. The mayor of Chicago, Daley, it's the same criminal crew that's been running the city for a lot of years, has proposed tax increases on property, water, sewers, liquor, DVD rentals, telephone bills.
DVD rentals?
DVD rentals. Why not? Everybody's doing it. Lease transactions.
How about air? Why don't they tax that? Breathing.
You better check with the United Nations and Agenda 21. They're probably going to tax that as well. Okay. Yeah. Parking fees, city stickers, and entertainment. He hasn't missed much. That would include a 10-cent tax on each bottle of water and a 5-cent development fee on every square foot of buildable floor area. Okay?
Wow.
In addition, Cook County, which contains Chicago, has proposed increasing retail sales taxes to 11%. Boy, that ought to induce people to go out and use that MasterCard. Yeah, they're going to put a tax of 11%. And, well, I guess Daley's listening to our president. Our president is telling us it's a good thing the economy is vibrant and inflation is benign.
Yeah.
Now, if that's not bad enough, old Charlie Rangel, you know the guy that sounds forever like he's got a frog in his throat? That's Charlie. He's from New York. Now, he's poised to introduce the mother of all tax reforms, the biggest and most expensive tax code overhaul since 1986. Now, what people do not know is how the New York Democrat plans to pay for the more than $1 trillion price tag for this deal.
$1 trillion price tag.
Hey, it's all zeros. What are you getting all bent out of shape about? It's just zeros. Zeros don't mean anything, right? But this is, folks, hang on to this because you can take this. Well, don't take it to the bank because you have nothing to take to the bank anyhow. Don't bank on it. But this is going to keep occurring. Now, don't you think that people are spending less money on gas that's still at $2.50, $2.60 a gallon? Now, there's Fed taxes on that. There's also state taxes, not as much. But everything has tax on it, so the less people buy, the less revenue that flows into their coffers, and they've got to shift this tax burden someplace. They're not going to throw their hands up in the air and go, you know what, we're just going to have to start cutting stuff because, well, we just don't have the money. No, they're going to get their tax money somehow, some way, somewhere. We're going to keep appearances up, so we're going to get our money, and you're going to pay for it.
Oh, wow. DVD rentals.
DVD rentals. I mean, come on.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's you know, it's a sign of the times.
By the way, I was speaking about Ron Paul yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
dear Ron, he's, oh, boy. If they could make this guy disappear, they certainly would. Right. It shouldn't surprise anyone out there that during the CNBC Republican presidential panel discussion that Ron Paul, Duncan Hunter, and Tom Tancredo received 7 minutes, and 8 minutes, respectively. Mm-hmm. Giuliani, little vampire-ish guy up there, received 18 minutes. Mr. Thompson, the Hollywood retread.
Right.
18 minutes, Romney 13 minutes, McCain 14, and Huckabee 8, and Brownback got 11.
Now this what'd Ron get? 30 seconds?
Now he got about 4 minutes, from what I understand.
God.
And it was rigged that way. One of the CNBC presenters after the show the next morning said only that the top four should have been debating, and that includes John McCain, that nobody wants for anything. I think they want to sell him back to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Time for some facts and figures here, folks. Mm-hmm. Bank credit again surged up $54.5 billion for the week to reach. Are you sitting down, James?
Sitting down. Sitting I'm taking down. A deep breath right before you say it.
Yeah, it increased almost $55 billion for the week to reach $8.982 trillion. Just out there floating around. Now, folks, you understand why third parties are trying to call you up over your delinquent credit card payments. They need the money. Now, keeping in mind,
they're soliciting you on accounts that you already have that you paid off perfectly, and they're calling you up every day saying, "Why are you spending money on your Citibank card?" Yeah, exactly.
Or other companies calling you up and asking you why you're not spending any money on your Citibank card.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't matter. This is an 11-week gain, by the way, of $339 billion. That's 18.5% annualized. And the year-to-date rise of almost 11%. Security credits surged $42 billion. Loans and leases rose $12.5 billion, another record. Increasing the year-to-date rate of 21.3%. Real estate loans, oh, now there's the bad news. I guess we're still in a housing bubble. The real estate loans only fell by $5 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the total money market fund assets increased $16.8 billion to a record $2.909 trillion. Now, the CP, and that's commercial paper, rose $5 billion to $1.865 trillion. Commercial paper, by the way, down $359 billion over the last 9 weeks. Asset-backed commercial paper declined an additional $6.3 billion, a nine-week drop of $256 billion to $918 billion. Mm-hmm. And the commercial paper has declined $109 billion. Now, Fed foreign holdings of treasuries. Now, on yesterday's program, I told you folks that the Treasury is looking to up their rate of Treasury sales by 50%. They might as well try for 190%. It doesn't matter. 2% or 190%, it wouldn't matter. Because mm-hmm. nobody's buying this commercial crap that we're putting out there. Because they don't want to touch it. Now, this problem with the subprime mortgage thing just didn't happen here in this country. If you watch the national news and you're seeing the woes in Australia or Europe or England or wherever it is, they kind of slant the story. And they don't come right out and say it, but they kind of plant the idea that, well, this is an American problem and it's just affecting the markets worldwide. No, everybody was doing it because everybody was buying this repackaged debt. Everybody was in on the cash take. And it lasted for quite a while. And it was fun money. They were selling debt to anybody that they could make a buck off of. But the chickens, the proverbial chickens, have come home to roost. But, there's some of it. Now, the other bad news, and like I said again yesterday, the two people in the north and the northeast, well, go out and buy some Eskimo clothing. Go slaughter a few seals because you're going to need to because you're probably not going to be able to pay for your heating oil or your natural gas, which is jumping up rapidly, and effectively $90 a barrel oil, question mark, with efforts underway to jam the dollar up. And as a result, the euro has slipped a bit. Well, now we
is
have
it
to,
90? It's $90 a barrel?
Not quite yet. It's something like 85 something. So don't panic. and the price, now here's the deal. The price increase of per barrel of oil has not yet hit the pump. Now, people are conditioned, and I love that you brought this up, James, because people are being conditioned. And I've said this before. When gasoline for regular was going for $3, over $3 a gallon, I said, now you wait. They're going to knock it down 40, 50 cents, and people are going to go, phew, boy, I'm glad the price of gas is coming down. Mm-hmm. Are you still noticing what you're pulling out of your pocket? Has it really come down? And they've gone far above the retail theater out there by first convincing you, remember during the summer, not only this year, but last year, especially last year, that their weather may be threatening a platform out there in the Gulf, or maybe right. not. But, you know, there's speculation on the market, and, well, there's jitters, so we're just going to up the price. Well, we have to ask if we're not effectively already at $90 a barrel for oil. If the value of oil is relatively fixed, and it's up to $88 on some markets, climbing fast. Now, I said that oil was going to hit $100 a barrel by next spring. It's not going to wait that long.
It's going to be sooner, huh? When do you think that? December?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not next month? Oh, what do these right. people care? They right, have so. Gone past even trying to justify this stuff. They just do it.
Right.
And we've got a Congress that's sitting around. And see, here's part of the problem. Because I've reported on this before. I actually talked to somebody that was hired, Lindsey Williams, that was actually hired by one of the oil giants because they were having problems with their roughnecks. They just drank too much, partied too much, gambled too much, liked to beat up on each other too much. And basically, they were just out of control up there in the North Slope. So they brought this guy in to see if he could have a positive effect, and evidently it did work, to the point, now, is this not strange, folks? The oil companies interested in spirituality? Well, only when it comes down to a profit. They could care about your soul, but they just would care about people being on the job and producing so they could make the oil companies more money. Long story short, they invited this guy into the board meetings and everything else. Well, Now, we don't want to pressure Congress into addressing this issue again, because they did once earlier this year. And it was, gosh, it was like a good old boy back-slapping, back-scratching deal. No hard questions were asked. There are congressmen who have actually compiled and have the data at hand, going back to the 50s, as to what these oil companies were up to by keeping refining capacity down. Knowing the market was going to go up, the demand was going to go up, they said, okay, in order to maximize our profit and our out-of-pocket money, we're just not going to build any more refineries. And they didn't. Not since the 70s, early 70s.
Since the 70s?
Since the 70s. So if you're looking at high gasoline prices at the pump right now, that's part of the reason. See, they keep this real close to the vest. It's kind of like the old just-in-time theory that the Japanese came up with. We'll bring it to market just in time to maximize our profits. So anyhow, Congress doesn't want to touch this because we've got more low sulfur coal in this country, and the technology is available, folks, to burn this coal with a lot less pollutants than heretofore was realized. But more importantly, we have up there in Gull Island, the North Slope, and all around Alaska, we have enough oil in the ground ready to be pumped out, not to be explored, ready to be pumped out right now. We've got enough oil to last at present consumption rates for the next 200 years. But no, Congress is going to get up there and play little patty cake with the oil barons out there and do absolutely nothing. Now, aside from Mr. Helicopter Ben Bernanke floating the entire planet here with more Fed dollars, which is going to fuel inflation from its current 11 to 12% rate,
right?
Check the markets on commodities and what this price increase escalating rapidly price in oil is going to bring to the market. See, they don't even want to talk about it. They don't even want to touch it, because that is going to probably be one of the final nails in our coffin. Now, we're talking about an economic slowdown, folks. We're not talking about an economic slowdown. It's not going to slow, and we're going to have a soft landing. We're at Mach 3 with our hair on fire, and right into a brick wall.
Right.
But they won't talk about it. They're all sitting around smiling very nervously, looking at each other, and yes, and feel like great Gildersleeves here. You know,
right. Yeah.
But this is the problem, and nobody is addressing it, because the way the present circumstance, the way it's rigged right now, there is no solution to it. It would take sweeping changes in this setup.
Massive changes.
But they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it. You people out there are going to take the brunt of somebody else's greed and idiocy. That's the bottom line.
That's exactly right. Yep.
So keep on.
You will pay.
Yes. Man, I heard the song, you know, we all got to pay somebody. But I don't think they had this in mind when they did the song. You know, everybody's got to pay somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're folks. Oh gosh, James, I just
that's another bump in the road. That's probably, I don't want to speculate, but if something like that happens in the current situation we're in, I mean, it's pretty much over. I mean, I wouldn't even want to be around for that, actually. I mean, the situation that I hear just from the general public out there is they're barely making it in the current situation they're in. They're check to check, even if they're not in tremendous credit card debt, they're check to check anyway, and some people are in check to check, and they've got excessive credit card debt, and that doesn't even count all the rest of the just money to survive with all the increase in prices and food and all whole thing.
Well, let's start from this aspect. If you've got any credit card balance whatsoever, you've already got too much credit card debt. Folks,
exactly.
If you're not planning and plotting right now to go against the matrix and cut those damn things up and throw them away, man, you're just asking for trouble.
Yes, you are. That is precisely right. I'm for people that if you're out of control, definitely you need to get rid of it. But even if you have a $1,000 or $2,000, it's all relative, of course, but pay it off, settle it, dump it, and do not use them, period, at all. If you use them, you're asking for trouble.
Well, save the bankers. Let's stay on the Ben Bernanke train here for a second before it jumps track. Now it's up to $100 billion. That's how much is being put into the bailout for global credit markets. Now, we'll remind you when it goes up to $120 billion, $150 billion, $200 billion, up to $1 trillion. Why stop there?
Exactly.
And Fed boss Ben Bernanke, this is almost precious. One of the things that Alan Greenspan will forever be remembered for, and not his hour-long, two-hour-long, very dry, looking at a face that you really only a mother could love. I mean, you really can't pick on people for the way they look. But when you're front man for one of the biggest ripoffs in American history and of all time,
I'm on the planet.
Yeah, well, that gives me a little room here to pick on the dog-faced boy. Now, Greenspan will always be remembered for his statement about irrational exuberance. Okay, all the while he's standing there handing the Fed the checkbook and go, hey, borrow as much as you want. I'm just going to remind you, you might want to slow down a little bit. Well, here's Ben's remark, that the housing slump will probably be a significant drag on economic growth. Seems a little dry. Now, I looked at the remarks, by the way, and I read the speech, which is absolute nonsensical garbage, and I didn't see the phrase, drives a silver stake through the heart of an American prosperity, and he could have used that, and probably nobody would have paid attention to him either, but the fix is in, folks. The fix is in. Now, the fix that you're in right now, financially, I hope you still have a job. I hope that your company didn't announce layoffs. Countrywide, by the way, has been whacking out thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs. Is going to continue to do so.
Countrywide,
mortgage company. If you're connected, I don't care if you're connected with a bank. I don't care if you're connected somehow in real estate, mortgage. I don't care what it is. There's going to be a whole lot less people employed very, very quickly. You know, and this is why we keep telling you folks. Here's the beauty of what we're doing right now. We know things are going to get worse. We may not know exactly. We can project what areas are going to hit and where the job losses are really going to be.
Right.
But we can't tell you when and how many people are going to be affected. But we can guarantee you this, that you're sitting on a bubble of your own. And if you've got too much debt right now, and the rug gets pulled out from under you, and you're not able to service that debt according to their contracts, well, guess what happens to you? You're gone.
Exactly. You will be forced to either be enslaved to those debts for probably at some particular mathematical point indefinitely. I know some people out there are at a point where if they mathematically calculate it, based upon the interest and so forth, they won't be alive long enough to pay it all off. That didn't even count their mortgage. We're just talking about the credit card stuff. So what we have here for everybody is a system where you can legally eliminate it, you can settle it, you can get a grip of your future and plan ahead and go through a school which teaches you precisely. You will be the student. There will be two teachers there. It is a school that will take you through each step of the way so that you can eliminate this debt legally. More importantly, you'll be conditioned with the true information about how banking works and how it relates to you at your front door. Because a lot of this, for some people, they don't even care about it until it's at their front door. And then when it's at the front door, suddenly then their ears prick up and they're, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And there's new things. But mostly, like I mentioned on here, all of you that have got here, they're in this situation. You're here because of social conditioning and millions of dollars that got you and modified your behavior over years and years of systematic conditioning to get you into the situation. So it does take a major shift within you to understand, grasp, and take the bull by the horns and beat them and control it and get yourself in a situation so that you have your own cards in your deck and you're more secure and you have a better financial future ahead of you.
Oh, I had to hit my cough button there. I had to cough.
You had to cough.
Well,
so for those people that are trying to, that are interested in doing this, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I am also, or they can call me at 877-331-0626. For those people that have contacted me, I've talked to each one of you. I know you're arranging, getting yourselves, you know, decided upon what you're going to do and so forth. I'm also going to be sending out at the end of this month, I'm going to be sending a newsletter out related to the subject matter, that will go out to everybody that has emailed me so that all of you can stay on top of this situation.
Well, and folks, beat the Christmas rush, will you? Because
because they're expecting, you know, he's exactly right. John is exactly right. They are expecting Christmas is going to be a whole new thing for this country this year. Totally new thing with the current economic situation this time.
When we get back, I'll give you the putts of the week. You're going to love this story. We'll be right back. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Cashflow. We'll be back with a short segment right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Kathleen Casey Kirschling filed for early retirement Monday, becoming the first baby boomer to start collecting Social Security. Born 1 second after midnight in January of 1946, the retired teacher leads the way for as many as 80 million individuals who will qualify for the retirement payout. I think I'm just lucky to be at the top of the boom. I'm just one of the many millions and am blessed to have been in this generation and really blessed to take my Social Security now. She said this during a ceremony at the National Press Club featuring Social Security Commissioner Michael J. Astru. It could be a lie, but his name is really Astru. Casey Kirschling said she supports anyone who wants to collect retirement benefits whenever he or she is eligible to take them. But many Washington officials and American workers are wondering if Social Security will be able to support them. Folks, it's bankrupt. They've been robbing it for years. And the the people who have been responsible for robbing a trust should go to jail. Okay, but she's lucky to be at the top. You should see this picture of this woman. They have her at the press club, and they've got the Social Security Administration logos on the back and everything. She looks as dumb as her statements. I mean, this is incredible, folks, because there is nothing in the Social Security Trust Fund. They've robbed it. It's gone.
Long time ago.
Anyway. Hey, I got Don in Oregon on the line. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
You there?
Yes.
Hey, FYI, I just last night went down and bought some groceries at Safeway. Mm-hmm. Two bags, right? $55.82. And I can itemize what I bought, and I didn't believe it. The teller didn't believe it. She went back over it, and yeah, that's true.
Yes, sir. Two bags
that's
full.
Right.
$30 a bag, and I didn't. Oh man, I can't.
Were you able to buy any food with that?
Yeah.
As any real food?
Fact,
God.
Other than the pumpkin pie spice, which was like $10 for a little 2-ounce bottle. I couldn't believe that. $10 for a block of Swiss cheese. We're getting really ridiculous here.
Well, and if you noticed a couple of months ago, people were shocked that a gallon of milk was up over in some areas of the country over $5.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
I'm preparing to start foraging, ruminating off the earth.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be fashionable once again to have home gardens.
Hey, that's one of the reasons I went to the store was to buy freezer bags because I have an abundant crop of green tomatoes and green pumpkins and green squash. So I'm going to pickle it.
Well, there you go.
It's the only thing I can do.
Well, and this is going to come back in fashion. Subsistence, I can remember my grandmother raising some of the best tomatoes I had ever seen. And you could smell the things. You could actually smell the tomato smell. This stuff that crap that you're buying off the grocery shelves right now is not worth anything. It looks good.
It's not really food.
It's not food. It just looks good.
There's not much in the grocery store.
You might as well just eat a picture of it.
Well, I would depend upon my tomatoes here, except that I live way up north in the latitude, so to say, at 43, up in the hills in the high country in the desert, and tomatoes stop growing about the end of August.
Well, you ought to move down here to Texas because you can plant those little puppies. Let me see.
I'm seriously considering coming down there and volunteering my efforts for RBN.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'd be a heck of a lot better, Don, than being up there in Oregon.
At least I could apply as a shotgun.
Riding shotgun for us. Hey, Don, we got to run.
All right, thanks.
All right, Don. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, I will see you tomorrow, James.
All righty. I'll be in touch, everybody.
And, folks, don't forget. Coming up in just 2 hours, Bob Chapman will join me on the National Intel Report. And please, I'm serious about this, get a jump on the Christmas rush. I'm not joking about this. Call James today at 877-331-0626. Get debt relief now at gmail.com. Free up a little money for Christmas. That's right, you won't have to pay any more credit card bills. There's a way that you can put a few gifts under the tree this year. See you tomorrow, folks.
All right, take care, everybody.